Hey guys, hey, it's Robbie. So you're gonna have to bear with me for the first probably 5 to 7, 7 to 10 podcasts, only because I'm still learning the runs around. My equipment's not all the way set up, and I'm currently just lying on my bed in my headphones. I've had this podcast in my mind for so long, and I'm finally ready to, like, put myself out there and just do the damn thing. Excuse my French. I mean, beavers build dams, so. Is it really a cuss word? I don't know. You tell me. So, if you don't know me, and you're just tuning in at a random, I'm Robbie Simone. Robbi Samon, spelled like salmon. Like, I don't even know, because, like, salmon is like a fish, and doesn't that have an L, like salmon? Like, look, I'm not the fish expert, and I'm not an English expert, so don't come at me, bro. Nonetheless, I'm here loud through your speakers, through your ears, wherever you're playing this, and yeah. I don't even know how to like nicely transition that, but I wanted to make this like welcome, raw and unedited, because this is just me, this is who I am, and nobody's perfect, and that's what my podcast is all about. Like, I have this issue with striving for perfection, so I wanted to wait till I got all the right equipment. I wanted to wait till I was perfectly in my right state of mind. Like, I wanted to make everything so crystal clean and, like, picture perfect that I felt like I never was going to get started. But after listening to so many different podcasts, especially from Lavender, and just reading up on positive affirmations and quotes, I finally was just like, you know what? You got to do it sometime or you're never going to do it. Because I have this issue where I just go back and forth and back and forth. Like, I'll write something down and it'll be perfect at that time, but then I go and read it later and then I can make 55 different, you know, different ways of saying it or whatever the case may be. But I'm here now. But like I said, if you're new tuning in, I'm Robbie Simone, on Instagram, Robbisamon. On Twitter, Robbie Simone, Robbisamon, on YouTube. My link is in my bio because I'm actually transitioning from my old YouTube to a new YouTube. I have not that many subscribers, so if you're looking for somebody who's big and out there, it ain't me, honey. I just come only... Get it together, Susie. I just came with the intent of memory for myself, and maybe I could help somebody, or somebody can relate and feel less alone. Because let me tell you, sis, bro, cousin, uncle, whomever, I have been so alone where I've done the dumbest things like possible to man. I've done some embarrassing things, some things that I'm still feeling guilty for to this day, some regrets. I mean, nothing I truly genuinely regret, because it brought me to where I am now, and it's a lesson, and I've learned, but it's kind of like, damn, if I could have learned this lesson another way, I could. Jesus, please, like, why didn't you send it that way? I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm not here to judge anybody. I am here to help myself and help others and vent and talk, because I love to talk. So let's just, you know, get into the real welcome. So welcome to Unsolicited Conversations, where I basically talk to myself in hopes of helping you guys and building a community where we can help each other. I love feedback, and I know you can't personally, really, Robbie? I know you can't talk to me, like, at this moment, but you can always tweet me, DM me, Instagram comment, It doesn't matter. Any way that you can get in contact with me, email me, whatever. I will talk to you, and I'm more than welcome to provide feedback. So welcome, 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 welcome. I'm not going to say that enough, because welcome. I'm so happy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to be honest. I've wanted to do this for years, and I know I've said that before, but this is like a dream for me. Like, I know it's something so minor, and these are just my baby steps right now, but it just means so, 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 so much. And now that it's like actually happening, and I'm actually like pressing the publish button, I'm like shook. Isn't that what the kids are saying now? I don't know. I'm a little older, so whatever. I'm nervous. I'm gonna try to keep it PG, but we all know what happens when I try to do things, you know? And if you don't know, just look at my track record. And if you don't know about my track record, well, welcome. Speaking of trying, I'm gonna attempt to have some structure. But I'm such a cluster. Excuse me. I'm such a cluster, insert bad word here. It'll probably change with the seasons. I'll probably have finally. First of all, I need to get my English together. It'll probably change with the seasons, but I'll probably attempt to have some structure, and then the structure will be there. And then, you know, 5 seconds later, 5 episodes later, I won't even have the same structure. It's just me. I love change. I don't like getting comfortable anymore. I used to like try to find myself a comforting space, but it's just like I notice that every time I get comfortable, I get bored, and I get bored so fast that it's just not the wave. But anyway, this is me rambling now. So you're not probably wondering my purpose behind creating this podcast, but I told you anyway. But the main reason that I, you know, started this podcast is to help people, but it's also because I love to talk, if you couldn't tell, like, and share my own personal stories. Judge me, don't judge me, I don't really care. I know that at least it's gonna help one person, at least. But honestly, it started, or the real kick in the butt for my podcast was in 2018 into 2019, because it's been one of my hardest years, from losing my favorite people that I genuinely love to learning to re-love myself, or maybe even learning to love myself properly, because the way, I don't want to say the way I was taught, but the way that I learned, and the way I watched my closest people love me and learn to love themselves or love themselves was just a lot different than the ideal way. It's just not normal in general. And we'll get into that. I hit rock bottom, honestly. I know some people are going to be mad that I'm telling certain stories, but it's just like, this is my truth as it is your truth, so just own it. I'm not going to put any names out there. I'm not going to put any, if I do put names, they'll probably be covered with fake names, but if you don't know me, you're most likely not going to know, and I'm not sorry about it, because, you know, I have to respect the fact that it's their story too. But like I said, I had to hit rock bottom. I had to learn to trust the universe. And, you know, I'm in the place where exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm impatient. And I've been impatient. But I trust our Mother Earth now. I trust her. You know? She's doing me good so far. It took, I want to say, a year. And it's still taking me even longer. Maybe even a year plus. And I'm still learning. But I trust her. I don't know if I'm trying to convince myself here or what, but something's happening. So let me just put it this way, because you're probably like, Robbie, you're all over the place. Skip that. Anyway, I'm not gonna bother your ears with my stuttering anymore because I'm like nervous and you could probably hear it in my voice. But since you stayed this long, I'll give your ears a break while I go on to my anger management class. We'll talk about that some other time. Just be cool. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast, my YouTube channel, and take a look at my Instagram videos. Show me some love, and I'll do the same for you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning into my journey, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. Love, peace, and hair grease. Over and out. Out and over. Robbie's out. Bye-bye.